You'd think there'd be a little downtime in the National Football League these days. I mean, we just watched the last game of the season, right? But just weeks after the title tilt, the next class up will get a chance to audition at the event called The Combine. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible gifts help to sponsor the show, and you can learn more anytime or give quickly, safely, and securely at our website, WWIB.com. A select group of players got an invite to the Scouting Combine, and one of those, Wisconsin Badgers fullback Alec Ingo, is returning to the show with me today as he trains for the big show in the National Football League. So, Alec, you got an invite to the Combine. You feeling pressure, perhaps knowing that the scouts are going to be watching you and grading you out? Or are you feeling like, hey, I'm a bit under the radar here, I can just go out and have fun and let it all hang out?
I think, you could look at it either way. I think I'm gonna choose the approach that I'm going to show up, and I just want to, prove who I am. I don't need to be anyone I'm not. Being able to show up and be athletic and put the times that I know I can put in, I think that'll serve me well. Just being able to, show teams that I can run, I can move in space, and all the things that they'll watch on tape, all of the numbers at the combine will match. I just want that to happen, and hopefully just put my best foot forward once again. Just anytime I can get in front of these teams, trying to make great impressions on them.
Absolutely. Well, you made a great impression on Badger fans this year. Had 7 touchdowns for Wisconsin. Take a few moments here and reflect on your Wisconsin career, will you?
Yeah, I mean, I think my whole Wisconsin Badger career was kind of broken down into just a few, key conversations. First off, by having Coach Chris come into Wisconsin, come into that coaching role, giving me a chance to really even, show up and see what I got. With him coming into that office and into that job, it gave me a shot to be an in-state kid and prove a point that I deserve to be there. So that was big for me. And then playing linebacker, just worked really hard trying to be a good football player once again, just make it onto the field any way possible. And then having that conversation with Coach Chris about, maybe switching over to the offensive side of the ball. And then that really jump-started my career right there, playing running back that first year, learning the offense, talking with guys like Derek Watt, Corey Clement, Dario Gumbawale, just being able to, learn behind all those skilled guys that are playing in the league now, really just set me up for a great future for the next few years. Being a backup sophomore and junior year to Austin Ramish, had to go through some growing pains of learning how to be a backup and be a role player and being a guy that's kind of, on the bench. Never had that happen before, but being able to learn how to be a backup and just supporting the team and playing special teams as much as possible was a struggle for me. And it was, it was tough mentally, but being able to grow and develop all that time and then really putting together a senior year that I was proud of, just a good body of work that, kind of just brought everything together, everything I knew was in me, and, maybe not everyone else might have known, but, it was there the whole time. It just took some time to get it out, and, just being able to play one last season with my teammates, my brothers there down in Madison, going through all the adversity throughout a whole career, and then being able to put one together was pretty special and, something I'll never forget.
Yeah, you had an absolutely sensational senior season at Bayport High School. You were a quarterback there and were the state player of the year. What was it, over 2,300 yards rushing that year, 29 touchdowns, passing for over 1,400 yards and 15 additional touchdowns. It was incredible. But you were a quarterback at that time. You verbally committed to Northern Illinois to play QB there. That's when Paul Christ stepped in and offered you a job at Wisconsin. You switched to tight end and then ultimately to fullback, and that's where you are today. It has been quite a trip for you, Allie.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, it all points back to that mindset of just trying to be a good football player, being a good teammate first and foremost. I think that, you know, carries people a lot further than you can imagine. So, you know, just having that mindset of, you know, hard work and doing everything the right way and just being available for the coaches, for your teammates. You'll find your spot, and I think just trusting that really went a long way for me.
Yeah, by the way, you're not only the Gatorade quarterback or player of the year in the state your senior season, you were a state champion high school wrestler that year too, right?
100%, yeah. It was, those are some tough times right there in the wrestling room, I'll tell you what.
I bet. So was that ever in your mind to pursue that? Your dad, Pat, was college wrestler. Did you ever think about pursuing that sport in college?
I think, you know, my younger days, middle school and then early high school, you know, I was definitely a better wrestler than football player. Being able to, you know, place and state at a very young age as, you know, as a wrestler was definitely something where I was thinking about, you know, maybe pursuing. But my dad definitely told me if football is a reality, he said, don't, you know, choose that and don't look back. So that's kind of what I decided to do.
Yeah, Dad was smart. He's Pat. He was a two-time All-American wrestler at Northern Michigan. All right, we're just touching the iceberg here, top of the iceberg in our conversation. Still want to have you share about your faith, the impact that Christ has made in your life here on Sports and Commentary. So we'll invite you back. In the meantime, have a great day down there in Nashville, all right?
Yeah, you too.